Good afternoon. I'm Erin Gottsacker. This is WXPR News. Wisconsin is reporting its lowest daily COVID-19 count since June. The Department of Health Services reported about 180 new cases yesterday and no new deaths. The seven-day average of new cases is now 370. The number of people that have been fully vaccinated now exceeds the total number of COVID-19 cases in the state. 10% of the population has been fully vaccinated. And about 2 million more Wisconsin residents will become eligible for the coronavirus vaccine soon. Those with certain pre-existing conditions are expected to be included in the next round. That round will be announced Thursday, according to Wisconsin Deputy Health Secretary Julie Willems-Van Dyke. The last expansion, which included teachers and grocery store workers, was about 700,000 people. Health officials have been under pressure to broaden those eligible to people with underlying health conditions that could put them more at risk of serious illness should they contract COVID-19. One thing the pandemic has not changed is the need for healthcare workers in rural areas. A 2018 Wisconsin Hospital Association report says only 8% of Wisconsin hospital CEOs believe the state will have enough physicians in 10 years to meet the healthcare demands of an aging population. WXPR's Katie Thorson explains how new grant funding could help with that shortage.
Hospitals and clinics in rural parts of Wisconsin need more workers. The Wisconsin Hospital Association estimates every county in Wisconsin will have 20% or more of their population over the age of 60 by 2030. And an aging population requires more healthcare. The North Central Wisconsin Workforce Development Board is one of several organizations recently granted funds to help bring more healthcare workers to rural Wisconsin. Jane Spencer is the executive director.
Through this grant is to assist individuals with their tuition, so their training and then employment needs after training. So helping them not only pay for tuition for the training part, but to assist with connecting to employers when they're done with that training.
The Workforce Development Board got more than $331,000 to help place workers in Lincoln, Linglade, Adams, and Wood counties. There are certain services they're focused on. This includes ADN registered nurses, home health aides, medical assistants, medical and clinical lab technicians, substance abuse counselors, social and human services assistants, and phlebotomists.
So our goal is to attract people who are interested in working in those northern counties of Lincoln and Linglade to fill specifically those positions.
Spencer says their work will be a combination of recruiting and people reaching out to them. If you're interested in learning more about the grant, head to our website, WXPR.org. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
The economy in north central Wisconsin is slowly recovering from the COVID-19 pandemic. After unemployment peaked in April at 13.5%, it finished the year at about 5.5%. Mitchell Ropp is a regional economist for the Department of Workforce Development. He says nothing has impacted the economy like the pandemic has.
The impact was felt very quickly from this, but we also have recovered a good portion of what was hit relatively quickly overall. So it's definitely different in its nature.
Ropp says some jobs will never return. Industries that had already been heading toward automation increased those efforts during the pandemic to reduce costs. As the economy continues to recover, Ropp says we'll still be faced with the same problems from before the pandemic.
When the pandemic has subsided, Wisconsin will still face the workforce conditions caused by the retirement of aging baby boomers. And the primary long-term challenge facing Wisconsin's economic future remains workforce quantity.
The leisure and hospitality industry has been one of the hardest hit during the pandemic. WXPR is talking with local business owners in that industry about what this last year has been like. Hear from them tomorrow during WXPR's special report, Here for a Year, The Impact of COVID-19 on Our Lives. It airs at 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. on air and online. With WXPR News, I'm Erin Gottsacker.